ask any Harley rider, and they'll tell you they love the roar.
Oh, it just sounds good. Sounds real good. Makes you smile.
To me, it's like rolling thunder.
Kerry Young of Beaver Dam and Dave Dewar of Waupun rev up their engines on Main Street Tomahawk, the city that makes the bikes. Paul Cruz made the annual pilgrimage with his friends from the Wisconsin Dells.
It's an iconic image. It's been there for 110 years. It's a family. It's a second family to everybody.
That second family spends a lot of money in town. Jim Wise owns the Tomahawk Surplus Store.
The store is 57 years old. We've had it 27 years, and we've seen this event grow from a couple hundred bikes to 30-plus thousand. It's huge. This event brings in more money regionally, I think, than any other event in northern Wisconsin.
The money flows into food stands run by local churches and charities, enough to support some of them for the entire year. And it flows into the tents on Main Street that are selling Harley merchandise. Shirley and Norm Slatke rode here from Appleton.
I love their clothing.
What do you like about it?
Cleavage.
Can I ask you how old you are?
74.
And you guys are still riding?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This year I had to buy a trike. I'm getting old.
This year's ride is expected to raise $120,000 for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. In Tomahawk, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.